News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We are joined by the leader of Sinn Féin, president of Sinn Féin, Mary Lou MacDonald. Now, Mary Lou, just start by telling us, why have Sinn Féin decided to field a candidate for the presidential election?
Well, good morning, Shane, and welcome back from your holidays.
Thank you.
And for bringing the rain. The farmers, the farmers might
they'll
not be as
me.
Cross with you as Paul is.
Yeah.
Well, the reason, isn't it very odd even that we start this conversation with you asking me that question in that way? You know, why to field a candidate in a democratic election?
Okay, fair point.
The last time the president was elected was 7 years ago. We all recall that campaign. Michael D. Higgins won on that occasion. He served with distinction over the last 7 years, he and his wife, Sabina, and let me acknowledge that very fully. And now the seven-year term is over, and so it falls again that we have another election, that whomsoever will occupy the office of Uachtaráin na hÉireann must present themselves before the people and win and enjoy a democratic mandate. And then more importantly for me, Shane, lots of things have happened in the last 7 years. Ireland has changed in fundamental ways. I have no doubt that we'll change again in the next 7 years and beyond.
Yeah.
And I think it's no harm, you know, at seven-year punctuations, for us to stop, to take breath, to take stock, and to have a conversation, a debate, and an election, and the appointment or the decision around who the president might be, in, to my way of thinking, is the most appropriate moment to have that big national discussion.
Okay, all very fair points. All very fair points, Mary Lou, and I couldn't argue with any of them. I suppose the reason I did ask that question and why everyone is asking that question to start is because it does look like Michael D. Higgins is unbeatable.
Well, he is no doubt popular, and he has stated his intention to go before the electorate. And if that is the case, all of that will be demonstrated in time. But that's not the reason why there was a question mark over the election. The popularity of the incumbent, let's be frank, wasn't really the issue. The issue here was that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael decided that they didn't want an election.
They did.
For whatever reason.
And did that create an opportunity for Sinn Féin to put down a marker? Is the presidential election, are you using it as a stalking horse, as a way of getting prominence for Sinn Féin, showing you're the party to stand up against the establishment?
Well, let me just invite you to step back for a moment and just view the broader political vista and look to the Dáil and look what happened there after the last election. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael together have connived to occupy both government and opposition all at once. Fianna Fáil being in government and opposition at the same time.
Well, they stepped up to the plate to form a government, and some people would say Sinn Féin stayed out of all that.
You've asked me for my analysis. I'm trying to give it to you.
Yeah.
So from where I'm sitting, that's what happened. It wasn't really an attempt around what they keep insisting is new politics. It was a very firm move to protect and enshrine.
And how does this pertain to the presidential election, Mary?
And then we move on and we come to the presidential election and the lads decide that actually things are okay as they are and they don't want an election for that either. And that, to me, I think is very arrogant on their part. I think it's democratically wrong. But more importantly, and let me come back to this, and if this means that, as you put it, this is Sinn Féin becoming a stalking horse, that's your term. I think it's an odd term to use. I think now is a moment with Brexit, with big change that's happened across Ireland and in the north of Ireland, with potential big constitutional change on the horizon. I think now is the moment for a national conversation, the likes of which...
Fair enough.
Happen in a general election.
And fair enough. I'm sorry, we are tight for time, so I am going to cut in and please excuse me for doing so. If Brexit is so important, wouldn't you be better off focusing your efforts on putting an administration back in Stormont, some people would say, rather than running for what is effectively it's not the most important office, let's face it, the president. It's certainly in political terms.
Well, two things. The presidential office is important. And if it's not important, those that believe that it's not important should step up to the plate and make an argument for its abolition.
Mm.
Secondly, we have put considerable effort. And in fact, as you recall, Shane, because I spoke to you at the time, I thought that we had landed on a fair and workable accommodation last February. Unfortunately, that wasn't taken over the line by the DUP, but be very sure that we will get back to it early or late.
Okay. Okay.
All of this leads to us around the table again, and I will leave. I will make every effort. I will leave no stone unturned to get those institutions.
Okay, and we wish you well with that. Who is your candidate going to be in the presidential election?
Well, we've appointed a committee under the watch of David Cullinan. They have to come back in 10 days' time to give us the process by which the selection will happen, when nominations will open and close and so on. And then it'll be down to a convention to make that call, not me, Shane.
Okay. Leah Uriza's name is being mentioned. Is she the front runner?
Well, there's a number of very able, very capable names out there in the mix, and I'm sure there are many more. And as I say, that'll be a matter for the committee to advise and for the convention.
Will a Sinn Féin president, if your candidate is elected as president, will they be able to be non-party political? Because your party has been criticised in the past, and maybe you would view it as a badge of honour, for putting party first, Sinn Féin first, even before the state. That criticism has been made, I think it was made quite recently by Micheál Martin. Would a Sinn Féin president be able to be non-party political, or would it be Sinn Féin first?
No. The incumbent, the person who occupies that office, it is country first. It's Ireland first. It's nation first. It's the people first. That's what the role is. It's not about any political party, be it Sinn Féin or otherwise. That much is absolutely clear. And anybody who puts himself forward for that role, I think, has to firstly and foremostly understand that very clearly.
Okay, final question. Is Michael D. Higgins' age, I think he's 77, is that a factor in the presidential election, in your view?
Well, it's not for him, obviously. He must feel
is it
that
for
he's
us, though?
You know, able. I have noted that there's been a bit of conversation amongst actually older people, I've heard saying, and drawing the distinction between them having to retire and, you know, the first citizen of retirement age and more and still active. That said, I've heard other people saying that they regard it as an excellent thing. You know, that
okay.
It's,
what does Mary Lou McDonald say? Is 84
so
too old to be president, in your view?
Well, I wouldn't fancy doing the job at 84. And the only person whose age and age-related matters I can answer for her are myself. I mean, I personally would not fancy that. But at the same time, older people are very experienced, and certainly the current incumbent.
You're sitting on the fence here, Mary. You're sitting on the fence. Is it too old?
The answer to that is it depends on the individual.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
It depends on your health. It depends on your energy level.
All right. Fair enough.
For sure, the president has to be energetic and be able to lead in a way that is vigorous. And it's a very, very busy job.